This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 6. Breathe. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Breathing air is a sign of being alive, but not just any air will do. Asbestos fibers, nicotine, smog, and other pollutants are harmful and shouldn't be part of the air we breathe. For this reason, our government set up agencies to regulate air quality. In today's passage, the resurrected Jesus suddenly appears to his disciples who were gathered behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish leaders. These disciples were alive, that is, they were breathing. Yet they were paralyzed with fear. We read that Jesus breathed on them, and soon everything would change. Instead of cowering behind locked doors, they were sent out into the world as the Father had sent Jesus. They received this mission because Jesus not only breathed on them, but also commanded them to receive the Holy Spirit, whose name in the original languages of the Bible, Hebrew and Greek, means breath or wind. Pictures of breath and life are found throughout God's story of redemption. When God breathed into the man he had formed, Adam became a living being. But later, sin came into our lives, and even though we were physically alive, we were dead in our transgressions and sins. Through Christ's finished work, however, we are a new creation, and through the Holy Spirit, we produce the fruit of the Spirit. May Christ breathe his life-giving Spirit into our lives today. Pray with me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love and do what you would do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.